This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Reserve Bank of India has said the consumer price index inflation for 2024-25 is projected at 4.5%. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das, while announcing the bi-monthly monetary policy today, said the CPI inflation had peaked at 7.8% in April 2022. He added that even though inflation has come down significantly, it remains above the 4% target given by the government. The Governor added real GDP growth for 2024-25 is projected at 7%, with quarter 1 at 7.1%, quarter 2 at 6.9%, quarter 3 at 7% and quarter 4 also at 7%. The Apex Bank has kept the repo rate unchanged for the 7th time in a row. The Governor informed that India's foreign exchange reserves reached an all-time high of $645.6 billion as of March 29th this year. The Supreme Court today stayed the Allahabad High Court's decision that declared UP Board of Madrasa Education Act 2004 unconstitutional and violative of secularism. A three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachur issued notice to the Centre and the Uttar Pradesh government on the plea challenging the High Court order. Earlier, the Centre in its plea asserted that the judgment may have inaccurately interpreted the concept of secularism as enshrined in the Indian Constitution. A Delhi court today allowed the Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, to interrogate and record the statement of jailed PRS leader K. Kavitha in Tihar Jail in money laundering case related to the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The order was passed on the plea filed by the CBI seeking the court's permission to interrogate Kavitha. She was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on 15th of March in connection with the excise policy case and is presently lodged in Tihar Jail. The RBI has said that currently around 50 lakh users in the country are using central bank digital currency CBDC, out of which 46 lakh are retail customers while 4 lakh are merchants. On cumulative basis, 2.2 crore transactions have been completed on CBDC. RBI's Deputy Governor T. Ravi Shankar has said that testing of offline use of CBDC is going on. On a pilot basis, programmability of CBDC has begun today, under which a certain amount in the form of CBDC has been transferred to a farmer who can use it only for the purchase of agriculture-related products. The Central Board of Secondary Education has introduced changes in assessment and evaluation to align with the National Education Policy 2020. The format will now be based on more competency-based questions and fewer constructed response questions. As per the revised guidelines, the competency-focused questions in the form of multiple-choice questions or case-based questions, source-based integrated questions or any other type in Class 11 and 12 have been increased from 40% to 50%. However, no changes have been made to the composition of question paper for year-end examination for classes 9 and 10 for the new academic session 2024-25. India has approved highest ever export quotas for essential commodities to Maldives for 2024-25 under a unique bilateral mechanism. The Indian High Commission in Maldives said that upon the request of the Maldives government, India has allowed for export of certain quantities of essential commodities and the quotas have been revised upwards. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad tonight. Chasing 166 for victory, Sunrisers Hyderabad reached the target with 6 wickets in hand and 11 balls to spare. Earlier put into bat, Chennai Super Kings scored 165 runs for 5 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. Aidan Markram scored 50 of 36 balls for Hyderabad, while Shivam Dubey contributed 45 of 24 for Chennai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.